Hello, everybody.
We are 12 seconds into our file. You need to have your shit paused right when you see Ralph, but before he says a goddamn thing.
And I
don't want to spoil what he does because it's funny.
But it's Henry.
It's Bob.
Dave.
And biggest Simpsons fan ever, Chris Antista, because he loves this movie. He loves this movie, warts and all.
This is a Laser Time Talking Simpsons co-op commentary here.
I
can't believe it's been 10 years.
It's been 10 years.
Where has the time gone?
It's been 10 years since the thing that was impossible happened.
Yes.
I just can't say it. I knew you. Some of you people, like, sitting in a room, they'll never make an Avengers movie or a Simpsons movie. And if they did, it'll never be good. And here we are.
Fun times.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to get this out of the way. I reviewed this movie.
I've been
a professional writer since 2001. So I happen to be writing in grad school for the Kent State University paper, The Stater. And I gave The Simpsons Movie 1 star.
Whoa.
Yes. I was a regular J critic. So I wanted to start off our stream with a reading of my review, and it's funny because I am insufferable. So I'll get started here. So I have to put up my bona fides first in this review. So I'll start with the review. As a film critic, here we go. Come on. It's right. Also 10 years ago. I'm a better writer now. It's hard to separate myself personally from The Simpsons. I grew up with the show and watched it from its first season to its current 18th. So in a way, watching The Simpsons finally make it to the big screen is like watching a beloved child graduate from high school. But in this case, The Simpsons movie is being held back in summer school and has no future.
Damn! We all know this movie has no futures.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
Prove me wrong, Bob.
Or perhaps a more appropriate analogy would be, if The Simpsons is my Star Wars, then The Simpsons movie is Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
God damn, Bob!
In other words, I can always go back and watch the old ones. I am such a bitch. This movie is like a 90-minute episode of the TV show, except bigger, bolder, and louder. What begins as a normal episode in the lives of the Simpsons soon turns into an epic tale in which Homer inadvertently causes promises to be the ultimate destruction of Springfield. Forced to wear the hat of an action hero, the overweight everyman journeys to save his family and town. It's part sitcom, part road trip, part action movie, and altogether unfunny.
Whoa.
This movie is not for the Simpsons fan. Those looking for the last gleam in the life of the eyes of a zombie-like franchise should look elsewhere. The greater your degree of Simpsons fanaticism, the more you will hate the Simpsons movie. It's the culmination of all the recent season's flaws that we comic book guys like to point out.
Wait, hold on, pause. Yes? For people just showing up, one, we were paused 12 seconds, and you need to be paused right when you see Ralph pop out of the zero in 20th century.
That's right.
Bob is now reading his 10-year-old review.
Yes.
Again, you people listening later on won't care that I do this. These people are just popping in. Okay. Bob is reading his own review, his words.
Literally published on papers.
On papers. It's bona fide.
I kill trees. Let me continue. It's the culmination of all the recent season's flaws that we comic book guys like to point out. Lazy writing, pandering, and a supreme feeling of, it's good enough. And to make things worse, The Simpsons movie takes these flaws and adds a whole lot of dumb humor. Homer getting Gert can be funny, but not when it happens every 30 seconds over the course of an hour and a half. Put yourself in the shoes of a Simpsons writer. You're in control of one of the world's cultural touchstones, full of characters and events loved by millions. How could you lose? All you need to do is play it safe, rotate in some of Springfield's many citizens to give their stock reactions, and call it a day. And if anyone criticizes you, you just play the legacy card. Throughout the Simpsons movie, there's a sense that the writers thought their jokes were so funny, they never considered that the audience might not agree. But as I said before, this movie is not for me, and if you're a Simpsons fan, it's not for you either.
Oof.
Sure, there are a few old references thrown in for people who keep their noses buried in Simpsons episode guides and TV news groups, but they were nothing but safeguards so people like me wouldn't give up on the film and go home. In the end, there's just one thing to say about the Simpsons movie. Boo earns.
Jeez.
1 star, Bob Mackey.
Bob Mackey. You were insufferable back then, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
I like to be around you.
Oh, I was great to be around.
But I mean, I don't know that you're necessarily wrong yet, but I do feel, I don't know, I'll compare it to Brett. Brett went in wanting to hate the movie and hated the movie.
Oh, wait, hail to all the viewers. I'm wearing my last Podcast on the Left t-shirt.
Yes. Hi, everybody. And again, we're paused 12 seconds in. You need to be paused right when you see Ralph emerging from that zero in the 20th century. If he said something, you got
to
go back.
To provide context for that review, I was incredibly angry about The Simpsons. I was a No Homers Club poster. Since that has happened, I become a much more mellow person. I stopped watching The Simpsons, and I smoke weed every day, and I've worked through my demons, and I am not...
Can I go back and comment on...
Go ahead.
You didn't watch until the 18th season, did you?
I watched until the 20th season.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Regular reviewer. Yeah,
yes. Magusalations, everybody.
So my situation with The Simpsons movie was that... I, of course, was a massive Simpsons obsessive up until about 2002. I think the end of season 12 was kind of the my big drop off of watching regularly. And so I kind of had thought, The Simpsons isn't for me anymore, but I'll watch. But that's right when the DVDs came. So I was like, I don't need to watch this new shit. Mm-hmm. I'll rewatch all the old shit
with commentary.
With commentaries. So then when the movie came, I was ready to hate it. And, but I also think I had my expectations really low and I ended up liking it. I didn't love it, but I liked it. And I saw it as the best case scenario of what they were going to do with a show, with a franchise that in 2007 was 20 years old, only 18 seasons, but 20 years old since Tracy. So that was my feelings on then. I had a fun time in the theater. I watched it again on DVD when
Henry's
the DVD
mic
was
a little
new.
Low. How is that possible?
I only saw it once.
When the DVD was a little low. Yeah. Well, I am a little quieter than normal right now. I have a little cold, guys. Sorry. But I would not miss the Simpsons thing. But anyway, so this did re...
No, not at all, Bakasdom. Internet problems prevail, and so do video problems. If you hear the sound degrade a little bit, bing bong.
Speaking of internet problems, I don't know if that will slow things down. What? What's going on your computer right there?
What are you talking about?
The U-Torrent.
Oh, it's not moving.
Oh, well, I don't know.
All right, well, and though... It was also in 2007 a magical time where, thanks to the marketing blitz of the Simpsons movie, Simpsons was everywhere.
It was, yeah. I went to the one of the 7-Elevens rebranded as a Quickie Mart in Chicago that summer.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could have seen that.
I've only seen this once. It was on Blu-ray when it came out.
You've only seen this once?
I've only seen this once.
Wow.
Same and here? Didn't see it in theaters because that was where my Simpsons fandom was just like non-existent at the time. I'm like not watching Simpsons anymore at this point. So
I
quit or like probably around 15 or 16.
So I saw it, loved it, didn't really think about it. I don't know that I loved it. I just thought it was, this is great. This is exactly what a movie based on a television show should be like. It rewarded me, a longtime viewer, someone who had checked out. I had seen seasons, episodes in the season prior to this film. Did not like them at all. I saw the episodes after the film. Did not like them at all. I thought this has the original writers on it. So the flavor is there. I think they get Homer right 80% of the time in a lot of ways that the show at the time really wasn't doing.
Okay, I remember liking the movie and then it inspiring me to watch a couple episodes.
They burn that good faith. But this was like a beacon that caused all the writers to come back and back and infuse some old flavor into it. And the show, I think, progressively got better or found its roots after that.
I remember getting... season 20 is a year or two after this?
No, it would have been season, 18, 17.
As Bob you said, it's in...
If I'm not mistaken, the episode after they came back was the one where Patty Selma came out. That's the first episode after the film. And it's not good.
The lead-up to the film was a lot of fun of just all the teases... Seeing, I never thought a Simpsons movie would happen, even reading about it, until there was that teaser commercial that was supposed to make you think it was a Superman trailer, and then it's Homer on the couch with a Superman shirt. But the biggest negative I'd say about this movie is that it's not as fan servicey as it could be, and I think it was a choice that was wrong. They could have, they should have been more fan servicey and had more faith in their fans to get references.
They didn't trust an audience to know who Milhouse is. That's how insecure they were.
And President Schwarzenegger, which
with his characteristics. I think you're remembering that wrong.
No.
Milhouse is in the movie, but
Milhouse was going to play the part of the new beau for Lisa.
How
was
that possible?
But they worried people might not know who Milhouse is. Let's create a new character. People might not know who Hank Scorpio is. Let's create a new character.
That's the only one.
People might not know who Rainer Wolfcastle is. Create a new character. That was what annoyed me.
Schwarzenegger and President Schwarzenegger. What a silly concept. And
the original movie.
Russ Cargill.
The original movie had a love story between Lisa and Milhouse. How great would that have been instead of just character we never see again who sucks?
Yeah, but I think wasn't that the why is Lisa all of a sudden supposed to fall for Milhouse?
It's a movie.
Milhouse is in the movie as the guy she can't fall for because she can't.
There were 9,000 drafts of this movie. I can't answer all your questions.
We all know she's eventually going to fuck him and that it doesn't count.
Yeah, Milhouse doesn't count.
There were literally 160 drafts of this script.
Read
Adam Foote says, why would you pay for something you get at home for free? We'll get to that.
And so let's tell people again, if they're just joining us, where to start your
file. We're 12
file.
Seconds into our file. Ralph has just popped out of the zero in the 20th Century Fox logo. You want to get started?
Let's do it.
It's hard to squeeze in all the Simpsons characters. So having rewatched this a bunch of time, the Simpsons spend a lot of time out of Springfield. For the time they're there, a lot of characters get to shine. Burns, I wish, was utilized a little more. I wish there was a Hank Scorpio, but now that you know that it hasn't happened, it's fun. It's still fun to revisit. I think this is ultimately a good theatrical episode. We are 12 seconds into our file, people. Ralph has emerged from the zero. You ready to get started?
Yeah.
Yay. Counter one, we want you to unpause your files. 3, 2, 1. Nobody likes Mel House. It's you and I will magnify. Yes, we know Lisa loses her virginity to Milhouse.
It doesn't count.
Well, I don't like it. They've done other future episodes where they're definitely married. It's like, I don't like that Gene and Reese seem to think that's the one true pairing. Yeah. So, great opening to the movie. When I saw this when I saw this in theaters, it was very disorienting. And you get to, they do it in fake widescreen, so you think they're not doing it in real widescreen.
And having seen a ton of my favorite animated properties go to the big screen, I think this is one of the best. I mean, on an animation visual level.
Oh, yeah. David Silverman directed this. Yeah. And he's the best Simpsons art guy.
And Rich Moore. There were multiple directors.
Yeah.
David Silverman was the lead
director. The credited director.
It's all timing, effects, and shots I don't think they'd spend the time on in a Simpsons episode, even with all their modern technology.
That's good animation.
In Rod We Trust.
Did Itchy ever have a tail before?
Oh, dear. No. Boy, that's not so funny.
No! Ooh,
no. Stand there. Oh, they predicted that. I don't know.
They predicted a lot of stuff.
And what did I... This is a reference to a Nixon photo.
Oh. The walking back and forth. Yeah, that's...
It looks theatrical.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great definitely Nixon a photo. Mm-hmm.
They get their Nixon stuff out. I like how he closes his eyes when he launches the nuke. But so, yeah, you don't know what you're getting at the start. You're sitting in the theater seeing this.
It is weird. They didn't trust people to know a lot of characters, but they start with Itchy and Scratchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a Jet Li hero parody.
Looks like Don Hertzfeldt animation.
Yeah.
Come
on. And then this cut is perfect.
Giant
sucker. Actually, you. See, Dave, that
I guess if I gotta watch the movie.
That joke isn't as fun.
Movie. Yeah.
That joke isn't as fun to see it on TV. Yeah. You gotta see that joke in the movie theater.
It is weird that the new intro looks better than this.
Yeah. It's true. I wish the animation wasn't so limited in here.
Yeah.
That it was
a little too smooth.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Whoops.
We did not listen to it. So here was the thing. They first wanted big stars, so they get Green Day in it.
They're pretty fucking big.
Edna Stack.
So also lots of the incidental characters will be characters you recognize.
Yeah.
Hey.
Binge responsibly. We are.
Jokes are packed in everywhere.
Yeah, the pacing of the jokes, even if you don't love all of them, is really great. Better than more consistent than the show.
But yeah, there's Captain McAllister, Lenny, Barney. They're all there. Yeah.
Luigi.
Luigi.
He's eating our barge. Though Billy, he looks a lot older than that in real life.
He's 10 years older now.
Yes.
Green Day said, no, I think they couldn't pick a bigger punk rock band at this time.
So, here's a joke that Al Jean approved of. He said they didn't want to do a ton of references to stuff people wouldn't get. But when they're like, we'll do a Titanic reference, everybody will know that.
You better get the
Titanic
reference.
They felt safe in that.
And I watched the trailer, so I love this shot of them falling into the water. Springfield has killed another rock band.
Well, just
so this is now the second band to die on The Simpsons after Spinal Tap.
Matt Chase, this is Pete Green Day. That's our
did game. Tom Jones survive after being kidnapped by Mr. Burns? We don't know.
I guess he
might have got away.
Interpol love anything.
Why is the barge line so memorable? I don't know. I love it.
It's dissolving our barge. Now this is a great intro for the family who you haven't really seen yet. I agree with that. Homer already said he'd recant on his deathbed and Homer the Heretic.
That's true.
Phony baloney God.
It's a good strategy.
And again, everybody's there. There's blue haired lawyer.
Captain McAllister is in church.
Ruth Powers.
The following one.
So, here's a big change they did.
Barney Sober!
In one of their many. God, this is funny.
Little late for the system.
Yeah.
This is one of the many changes they did. Originally, the person who has the vision and is Ipa, talks about Ipa, is Marge. But they realized it's too dark for Homer and everybody else to ignore her. It makes so much more sense for it to be Abe. No one listens to Abe.
Everyone ignores old people.
This is a funny joke here. Gay.
Tell him free tag says Game Boy in 2007. Hope somebody got fired for that blunder.
Yeah.
It was probably still working.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Grandpa, I've seen your curly routine.
Also, look at that phone.
Yeah. Just before the iPhone. God damn it.
Homer did that in Last Exit to Springfield.
And one other episode, season 5.
This doesn't have any answers.
Mark Halzers is still not used to single flagers.
Ipa! That's good.
I just wanted attention.
And so again, if that was Marge, it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah.
No.
Senior moment.
It's cute to your senior moment. How relaxed he is there.
He's over it.
And the way his neck flaps.
It's a lot of rug. I wouldn't be able to breathe.
My waffles.
They didn't tuck his waddle into it.
Also, a classic Simpsons joke of leaving Grandpa in the car.
With a window.
What smells like mustard?
The tiniest amount. So, yeah, did you guys do any...
There's a data joke coming up that I don't think they do anymore.
So, I do think Homer... When I watched this, I felt they had to make Homer too mean to make the ending work, but... For him to reclaim it, but he's so bad in this.
But on a real Homer level, for the movie, they make him the worst he's ever been.
Yeah.
Not a drunken Wile E. Coyote Homer.
It becomes a too far thing. So this is the Homer getting hurt all the time thing you read.
Yeah, it just happens too much for me. I'm still
love these jokes.
That's funny. I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. This is all right animation.
You shouldn't have a TV antenna anymore, nor a TV that works with it.
They're just like the barnacles of the Midwest now. Midwestern track housing.
And then Homer, and Bart's face is just so happy about it. This got me pretty good. All right, this was really good in the theater. It was so big, you could see Lisa that far back.
Yeah.
But it really should be fucking Milhouse that she's with.
I agree.
What are you talking about?
This Irish kid sucks.
Lisa be in love with Milhouse?
Yeah, he sucks. What are you talking about? It could have been Milhouse's moment.
Why?
Motherfucker, I didn't write the fourth draft. I can't explain this to you, but I don't like these new characters.
You know that it should have been Milhouse, but why would that be more satisfying for it to be?
Because it's a character I know and care about, not some Irish dipshit.
But why would it matter that Lisa is separated from someone she's known all her life isn't automatically in love with for the movie?
Did you buy stock in the Simpsons
movie? No, it's just because the moments Milhouse is in the movie, it's funny because he's being himself.
Yes, I imagine this is part of the story that they left in.
Huh. That's what still happens.
That joke couldn't exist if Milhouse was the Lothario.
No, she falls in love with him now and would pity him.
We got to find every draft of this script to figure out how this they made this work. But they said on the commentary, like, this was going to be Milhouse.
But this kid's not funny.
Yeah, it's not like this would have been Milhouse animated with all of his lines. The story they cut was a Lisa and Milhouse story for that movie.
So instead they just introduced an Irish boy she has a crush on. And it's just like, the only funny thing with him is just saying, like, it's not Bono. Only good joke with him.
Yeah.
Lisa's reaction is my favorite thing to come out of. He wouldn't have done the Milhouse.
Listen, Chris,
The joke, the jokes would be different, yes. But it would have been better.
It's not like they would have animated Milhouse in his place saying his lines. It would have been a different story with Milhouse, possibly not falling in love, but they would have a moment together.
You know, for a way the movie would have been better. I don't see how it would have been.
I'm knocking off a star of my review. It's now zero.
No! Now, this is a dated thing that, like, they didn't own a phone. They had to get his phone and put it online.
Well, they do have a 1989 Game Boy.
In Green Lantern Comics, after this movie came out, Geoff Johns put that sound effect in issue 50 of Green Lantern. The EPA sound effect.
Now, I haven't seen... I guess I haven't watched Fox in a while.
I don't know if they do put ads on the stuff anymore, but now...
even advertise shows during movies. Yeah.
Now, that's a dated joke of, like, blank a celebrity. They don't do those shows anymore. What kind of dare was that, anyway?
I've never known comfort like this.
And back. Fourth? The way Homer abandons him at nude, it just it makes me feel so bad for Bart. Though this was quite a good laugh in the theater.
Yeah, this is a David Merkin idea, I believe.
Yeah, you get a little reference to the original intro.
I like men now. That's a good one-off. Where I'm pointing.
Another great line. Beautiful.
Are they doing an awesome power stroke?
Well,
in
sort
the
of.
Simpsons?
Except they delivered.
Yeah.
Reported for child pornography.
Bart's dick.
That was quite a shocking moment.
Should
in theater.
Put half a star back on the review just for Bart's dick.
Although that was spoiled for me by like every news site going, "You'll see Bart's dick in the Simpsons
that's
movie."
Fucking tragic.
Yeah. And I was like, "No, you won't." And
Keith
then
Lee says, "Please, I see Bart's dick all the time."
And this line, this is. It also felt weird they obscure his penis there after showing you it, but they knew they could delete it.
I think Bart would need like a reconstructive urologist after that accident, just smashing dick first into a Burger King window.
And they just abandoned him there like that.
And how small a cock do you have it blocked by a blade of grass?
Again, this is too humiliating for Bart, and then Homer just fucks him over.
Sanjay is very interested in Bart's dick.
Yeah. Sanjay and Herman. It does seem weird that they're there.
Those are the Prince parents, too. Martin's Prince's mom and dad.
This is pretty bad. And this reaction from Bart makes it not funny. Like, yeah. He's going to, like, Bart. This is a good callback. But then Homer is just too awful here.
Oh my god, this is like my nightmares.
Walking around with no pants?
Yes.
Bart's just hide in the car.
I would rather walk around without a shirt than
I would not have gone in with Homer. Yeah. This is good animation on the eating too. They got but it's a very Rugrats-y shot.
Yeah. It reminds me of Little Shop of Horrors actually.
I think what they're trying to show in this movie is that Homer's not... I think that's Al Jean's interpretation of Homer, that Homer is not bad. He's just so absent-minded that he hurts everyone's feelings without ever thinking about it.
He's too easily distracted.
Yes. It's Krusty turning on his Judaism. Spitting out the food. I like this line. Homer's fine with killing animals all the time, but not if it's wearing people clothes.
Is Spider Pig a point of contention for everybody?
Mm-hmm. I like Spider Pig.
I don't know if I'm too much of a Simpsons purist in that I don't like the clogger because we've already had the Good Morning Burger. There's and been, like several yeah, other
too many great
burgers.
The I like Spider Pig, but then they found out audiences liked it, so they brought him back 5 times. And I don't like that a lot. I mean,
it's also not the first time they used the turtle song.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Why in the spitting out of the burger because it tastes terrible. Is a reference to...
I almost swallowed some.
Swallowed some of the juice.
No, Smikey, the pig is not a subplot. It's the A-plot.
Hmm. A curly tail. A twisted tail. Boom.
I love the pig's tough to
I
hear.
Will say I like this pig more than the other pig that they... the other pig that he interacted with when he kidnapped
him. Oh, Sir A&M's Sir Oinks.
Sir Oinks a lot, yeah.
He's much friendlier with... Well, actually, he did that exact thing to Mr. Oinks a lot.
Curly straight. Curly straight. Curly straight.
It's cute that Marge at least... you smiled him off. But that... I like that the pig is blank most of the time.
This is one of my favorite jokes. Okay, no, this isn't it.
I like that he's doing it all in Bart's room.
He just made him into a pig Bart. Actually, that's a level in virtual Bart. I'm getting nightmares now.
Did I just hear a pig fall over?
You know, Bart lived through Home Sweet Home, Dumb Diddly Doodly, and he knows living with the Flanders is not all it's cracked up to
Christian
be.
Those Christian sheep are in the background of the room.
Yeah.
The sin.
You know, that's true. He's been parented by Flanders a couple of times.
Well, they choose to ignore the Bill Oakley, Josh Weinstein lore.
Pretty much.
And the writers themselves who did not write on this.
I don't know. I chose to write this fiction in my head, so this isn't real defense of the movie. That Flanders takes this kind of shine to... Well, one, that Homer's gone too far, so Bart is really gravitating to Flanders. But that Flanders doesn't have a wife anymore and needs a project.
This was in all the trailers, because it doesn't reveal any plot.
Yeah,
they
a lot of
the
worst
the
jokes
plot
are in the,
secret. Yeah.
In the trailers.
Those fish will not sing Homer Loves Mindy.
Bart just watching him electrocuted. And he's just abandoning. I think it's weird that
this does look good.
It does, but the Flanders kind of abandons his kids to spend a day with Bart. Like,
also, Flanders don't give their children sugar.
That's true. Well, he must have broken that deal after. Yeah. Maybe that was Maude's thing.
We know the Flanders kids are geeks.
I love this take from Bart for some reason.
That is good.
That's a good reading. Yeah,
they do a lot of good acting in this.
This is almost a direct reference to...
Mr. Bergstrom talking about Mr. Bergstrom, yes.
You have to accept that I love your father, too.
Fine.
He's not a man. He's cute. Here we go.
Yes.
Does what did or else. He's a pig. Look out.
Now,
that's the look she gave in her little space helmet.
If they would have made that the last Spider Pig joke, I would have been fine with it. And then they brought it back as a song, and not a fan of that.
The one time they bring it back in the movie is worthwhile.
Eh. That's that. His reaction to thinking he's being strangled is funny. The Spider Pig.
What'd you call it? The walleye look?
The orchestral Spider Pig song actually made it to the top 20 in UK charts that summer.
Well, they like Crazy Frogs, so.
That's the ringtone charts.
And that the Spider Man songwriter made a lot of money off that, them using it just from an ad lib about Spider Pig by Homer. Good old crazy cat lady.
Those were all snowball twos.
I refuse to say her real name.
Oh, she has a real name? I guess she has a real name.
She's been given one, yes. She gets uncrazied in one episode.
Yeah.
It's no... Jesus, they've gone that far? We've looked in the well, cat lady? I mean, the first... How about this for a dated reference? Wow. This documentary just got a truth. Sequel. Yeah.
Comic book guy's name is Jeff Albertson.
Yeah. This is Friday the 13th again. Nah. Did I get the sweater? Oh, it looks just like carbon emissions.
I'm glad environmentalism is nothing we need to worry about anymore.
This is all made up by Al Gore.
all those people took care of it, honey. No, Dad, I don't think they did. There's that word again.
I saw The Antiquarian from Lisa the Iconoclast.
Oh, wow. They're pulling out every character design they have.
I think it's like Halbert or whatever.
Whoa. Ugh. Now, there was a Simpsons issue like 50 or whatever, Simpsons comics, that was also this plot kind of about the water and the lake being disgusting. Pushy kid things. That's funny. And a nice little match cut. So originally they did record audio with Erin Brockovich.
Oh,
the real Erin Brockovich, because she also was about cleaning up water in her movie. Mm-hmm. So she makes an appearance in this.
Joe Mantegna makes it in.
So what's lame about this though? Gotta listen, Lou. So they get Tony in here, but they don't get Sideshow Bob. Mm,
that does feel like an auto mission.
Apparently, they did record stuff with Kelsey Grammer, and they just didn't keep it.
I mean, I think they had to just I think they had to pin Harry Shearer's arm behind his back to get him to do Flanders for this much in this movie. He is so noncommittal to The Simpsons.
Only character that makes a major appearance.
Yeah, I mean, again, my problem with this movie is the villain should have been Burns. Mm. He is the ultimate
Scorpio.
Simpsons villain, not a new character.
I can't believe that Lou's got two lines in this movie. Like, you think of anyone who would like get their lines.
What's a moitus? Tim Walker. So was that Fat Tony?
That's before
is that
Fit
Fat Tony.
Tony
or Fit Tony?
It's Fat Tony.
It's pre-Fit Tony.
So yeah. Maybe we should kiss to break the tension is one of my favorites.
I love that.
Ah, yes, that is a good line.
Dylan Freitag says, Russ is a Gary Sue. That's true.
Yeah. This is a good joke too.
I would like Hank Scorpio as the villain much more, but I feel like Mr. Burns should have played more into it. I understand why he couldn't have. Harry Shearer does not want to play ball anymore.
But this involves an outside Springfield force.
Yeah, it would have been cool if like Burns allied himself with that outside force and then had to like help the Simpsons. That would have been cool. But
this is a good gag. But I prefer the turkey and the straw.
Yeah.
Though it did not never point up.
Yeah, Mark Kalzer says, even Scorpio had an awesome, nice guy front. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever this... What's the guy's name?
Cargill? Russ Cargill.
Yeah, I mean, he's just evil.
But it's that Hank Scorpio... To viewers, Russ Cargill and Hank Scorpio are just new characters anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just... Who cares?
I think you could have gotten away with it being Hank Scorpio. You didn't need a lot of explanation.
Oh, this joke with Wiggum is pretty great, too.
Oh, Cliff the classic Bones. Ringtone.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
See, Lenny has a line. Lard Lad is off model there.
Yeah, different colors on him.
I love that. Damn.
Eating a donut off of his gun.
And that Homer is this irresponsible, but it's just that he wants free. Duh, there goes Han
killed Han,
gets hurt.
Han Solo.
But I also like the bit of Homer saying that some of the crap in there is his.
Using the axe to cut the rope. Here's the best Harry Shearer moment.
This is a very Looney Tunes moment.
So again, cool
effect shot.
Cool
effect.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Matthew J. There's a better line than "you suck" there, but they just want to go fast. So here was the thing they changed too. Russ Cargill's design and the design of the squirrel were changed a lot before airing, and so the Burger King toys though had to be set in stone. So there's old Russ Cargill design on a Burger King toy and a five-eyed squirrel instead of a 40-eyed squirrel.
Homer really does.
Here we go. Maine, Kentucky.
That's a good joke.
Such a dumb joke that confuses me every time I try and think about it.
It doesn't work. That keeps growing more eyes. Though this is really just a Blinky joke too, but it could have, this could have just been Blinky, or I felt like a Blinky could have been done.
This movie would have been better if Blinky was back.
Bring back Blinky.
I'm just saying they have these things that could be also, the squirrel design feels to me like taken right out of Futurama.
It does, yeah, I can see that.
Awkward Loser says, the best the Simpsons could do was Burger King toys? Seriously?
They had some, like, I don't know, Burger King had pictures of Matt Groening or something. So it's like almost exclusively where the merchandise went for 15 years.
From the
years.
Very beginning, yeah.
So here he is, A. Brooks. Wish that was Raymier Wolfcastle. President McBain, but... So yeah, Russ Cargill in his original drawing was more chilled down and relaxed. It was more of a direct reference to the 2004. Bix. No, Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's a little wavy.
Though now the idea that he was a powerful businessman who went into politics or to work at the White House is more of an Obama-era type thing to me.
Yeah, I mean, the joke, I think he just says President Schwarzenegger, that was a joke, like a laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, can you believe a celebrity is president? Oh, dear.
The host of The Apprentice is president?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Get out of town.
No, he took over the reality show that our current president used to
host. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I like Hank Scorpio's design more. This guy's kind of generic line. Looking.
Each will cost.
Nah.
A president doesn't read memos.
Yep.
Oh.
So,
put
a 10 on that circus.
So,
here's where you get Gil and
Gabbo. And what's that character's name?
Arthur Crandall.
Yeah, Arthur Crandall.
Where do we know Arthur
Crandall
right. from?
All right. That should be Moe's Tavern, not Moe's Bar. It's funny. They've never been next to each other before.
I love the joke.
King Toots is there, but why isn't it Moe's Tavern?
Because they're like, would an audience member know what a tavern even is?
Yeah,
again, underestimating their audience.
But that's so weird because King Toots is there, which is a reference for us to notice that.
Oh, and since the movie came out, and now this has been a concept for a major NBC show.
Under the Dome.
Well, first it was a Stephen book King, Stephen King.
Well, I mean, that's what I pointed out in my review, Henry. It's like they make lazy choices, but also they're throwing in you a bone to be like, oh, they're listening, they're talking to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's murder, on-screen murder in The Simpsons. That character was originally voiced by Ed Norton, but they felt that it was too distracting of a Woody Allen impersonation.
Man, they did overthink too much of this movie.
Oh, they talk in the commentary like, well, this screening in Cleveland didn't do this, or this screening here, like...
The commentary,
they did so many reshoots.
The commentary is too businessy, frankly.
They had too much time to obsess over the movie.
It also, now that we played Hit Rod, we know the Simpsons don't live on the outskirts of Springfield.
Yes.
Mark Kessler says that
hey, there's Nelson's
guy who
dad.
Couldn't make a decision should have been Gil.
It should have been Gil.
Yeah.
Oh
man.
Oh, but then you'd have to kill
My
Gil.
Hot plate's in there, but then I'll be alone.
But they only kill one character in this who has now become unkilled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I also fucking hate. I do hate that.
If you're going to kill someone, kill them for good.
I never heard that until way after I saw the movie.
There's the guy who retired from Mr. Burns' power plant.
Mr.
Yes!
Wow.
It's right there. Oh. The other... Oh. Finally, a bonus to good news. That's a perfect male line. So this is Albert Brooks... Credited as A. Brooks, as he always was on the show. He hadn't done a voice in a while. There was Handsome Pete, by the way.
Lopez's commentary is infuriating. Gene won't stop talking about focus groups.
I know. I don't want to blame Al Jean for everything, but I think he was too worried about focus groups.
Yeah, man. Like a smaller group of people, like, go with your fucking instincts.
On a show famously that the network was not allowed to give notes to, and then they could ignore any notes thanks to James L. Brooks.
He owns the company that makes it. Who could profit off of their line. Who could profit off their stint in the cabinet?
I mean, this was post Halliburton. That was already a joke. Like,
Albert Brooks and James L. Brooks aren't related. Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein,
yes,
brother
yes,
of Bob insane. Einstein. Super Dave.
His parents are the worst.
Yes.
This is what people use before they just plug their phone
in. Tom joke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another Shearer voice.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the movie, but he doesn't play a big role in the movie.
Other than that.
Yeah,
than
and the president. And
Bob, you wrote your review for Kent University, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
On the Super Inside Baseball, the OSW video, when you hear a eh sound, it's from this movie.
Oh.
Right here.
That's not Kent Regular said either. Come
oh, no,
on.
It's the Talking Simpsons Patreon video. You hear a sound clip from this movie, Bob. I hope you're happy.
I wish that's funny, but I wish they'd done
Wait, Snowball
outside? Eye on Springfield.
Uh-oh.
I guess that could be any black
cat. Any black cat.
No Snowball.
They I'm all look alike to you, don't they?
Wait, do the pets even make the
cut in
this
movie? I'm
pretty
sure they abandoned the pets. You'll see them at the end of the movie, okay. At the very least.
Yeah, Samuel's a Little Helper was not in the movie yet, was he?
No, I don't believe so. Depot and the dome. I wonder what that thing he was watching in the first draft was. It's also, I've been thinking about it just because we've been doing all the some critic episodes, and Al Jean loves ADR. He
it's the magic wand.
Yeah, he's just
the magic wand for rewrites on animated films.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Simpsons may have done it first, but like this was something I did love about the movie. I did love about them making the movie, though, is that they got back all the season one people. They got back John Beatty, John Swartzwelder, Jeff Martin.
George Meyer,
yeah.
We'll see in the credits who didn't come back.
And Mark Kessler's got people thinking, what happens when they recast the voice? Recast the voices.
We're going to find out in about 10 years.
Harry Shearer's the oldest cast member?
He's in his 70s, yeah.
But he's taking care of himself.
There's a point, though, where I think one of them is going to want to retire. Probably Julie Kavner.
Yeah. She doesn't seem to be enjoying it much. Crap, son. Ooh, no reward. That's funny.
What a needless thing to 3D render. And the trailer that shot whipped around.
Why would he write that on it when it's just going to stay in their backyard?
Because he's that dumb.
I use this buzzer in the Patreon video.
Which it will.
Get in.
That's a good file photo of Homer. Though, wouldn't it have been funny if it was him with all the cigarettes in his mouth?
That would have been a good callback. I like this shot.
What?
That's great.
People are still watching? What do you mean? Is there a problem? What do you... Oh, still watching the show regularly, you mean, Bullpass? Is that it?
I saw Gavin, the kid who wanted two copies of Bone Storm.
Oh, there's Jack Lemmon. No, not Jack Lemmon.
All real characters.
The beer baron guy was there as magic. Oh fuck, what was his
Rex
name?
Rex Bannon.
You're a woman, you can hold on to it forever. That feels like a very Al Jean line or James L. Brooks. Carl's lying.
That is true.
They hang up nooses for all of them.
Even Mackie. Wow.
At least Mr. Teeny's doing something.
I still love the way it looks, though.
Hey
the classic stock monkey sound.
You hear it soon.
This is a cute joke, but it's not really from him. This could be Milhouse, but...
Could be anybody.
Chris, just admit it'd be better with Milhouse.
No.
More Milhouse.
That's a factoid. You can't pin a criticism.
Why are you a Gavin fan?
Oh, this is great.
He sucks.
It makes more sense for Lisa to fall in love with someone we never met than someone we already know.
Who was the hottest Simpsons guest star, says Volpez?
Mindy, Lurley right? Lumpkin or Mindy?
Yeah.
Lurley, I'd say Mindy. Well, no, wait. Which was your vote? Was it Lurley or Mindy?
I think it was Mindy.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Lurley. I don't know. I forget.
Now, that's something Ned said. I'm sure you do the same for me in Homer the Heretic after he saved Homer from a fire.
Right, and then Homer imagines him burning alive.
Which, it's when I realized you could do that. Oh, Harry Plopper.
Oh, this comes upon the joke I wish I got.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that it's weird is all.
It's out of nowhere.
It's that it's he has a gecko-like tongue. All right, these people should be getting him. The second I saw her grab this, I was like, well, this is a plot point. Like, this is going to matter later.
So she has to explain
what like that she cleans something. That's,
I love the shot of her coming out of the
it's
house.
It's very Marge-like. Yes.
But the fire on her hair is very well animated. Man, Sanjay's all over this. No, you wouldn't, because you got married in Nevada and over the state line, and you were nobody was there.
Shotgun Pete's.
It was 1976, and you didn't have VHSs. You did not have a wedding video.
I could have got it on a...
Shut this down.
I didn't like that. This is a real dark joke. I love that, though. The way Maggie reads. The town will literally murder them. Ouch.
He's hanging himself.
Oof.
Okay, so says, this is literally the third wedding story you've heard. This
wow, there's...
Including getting married in the emergency room.
One of the weirdest ones there is Quimby's wife, who's...
Wow.
Yeah. Clancy.
Grandpa should have his old revolver from the Who Shot Mr. Burns episode.
Yeah. I missed you bad. It's old Smith & Wesson.
And this doesn't get used outside of the movie, but I don't love Maggie being a sentient character who can't talk.
My blood pressure is messed up, awkward loser. So there. Yeah, Matthew J. Points out that the hardest thing to come back from is that the entire town wanted to murder the Simpsons. But, I mean, they've hated them before.
Yeah.
Whoop, this
hey,
is great.
You can't
love
do that
it.
On television
the
in
first
America.
Homer middle finger.
Yep.
Is it the,
and
not
he
the
digs
last?
With the middle fingers.
Unless it's the USA Network and Stone Cold.
It probably is the last. I don't think you can make a middle finger
on
Fox.
Do it on Fox.
And the red arrow. I like that, too. Yeah.
So no one would think to turn around and look to see if what's going on.
Not one person did.
Yeah.
Now, this did get me in the theater of, like, they destroyed the entire Simpsons house.
Yeah, they destroyed Ned's house.
It's a dramatic moment.
Huh.
As established in Bart versus Thanksgiving.
Hey, there's SLH.
Are they going to kill him now?
And there's a grandfather
the
clock,
dog?
Their little clock.
37 minutes and they finally acknowledge that the Simpsons have pets. And just one of them.
China's problem now. They're just assuming they're all dead. So that's why they didn't turn around, Dave.
The rake to the head gets me for some reason. It's a repeat of the town robbing the Simpsons and then awful Christmas episode.
That's how they were... Okay, this is at least a good joke for music that Milhouse can do if this is the competition with Milhouse.
I still don't understand what you think Milhouse would do here. Lisa, this is Lisa.
It wouldn't have done the same story, Chris. They would not have put Milhouse in this character's place. It would have had a story with Milhouse and Lisa, and Milhouse in the bubble and Lisa outside of the bubble.
This is literally it for Lisa's story.
Right, right.
This is it.
And it could have been more if it was a character that we liked and respected.
Triscuitable says that their iTunes copy they bought back in 2007 is now out of sync.
Oh, no.
Friend,
what a bummer.
That's a pretty savage punch from Lisa there.
We're 38, 34 minutes in. They're running into the woods, so I'm doing the best I can for you. Lisa waves goodbye. The cars pull up.
And Triscuitable's version is SD as well.
Oof. SD full screen DVD. Dear Lord.
I will go to war for Bono Jr. Fight me. Chats as you and I will magnify.
Here's the best thing he does in it.
I like this line. He kind of looks like a season one or two character, though, in a way. Like something's off about him.
But he also, I think that's the closest to Dan Castellaneta's real voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I'm afraid you've gone mad with power.
Well, he's
Matt J's rocking the full screen DVD as well.
Well, also, Dan is the best improviser on the team, I would argue, and so he'd work the best with Albert Brooks. That's a great Marge reaction shot. This, it made me laugh real hard here.
Yeah, they put him with Albert Brooks a lot.
They kiss so hard. Like, boom.
Oh.
No. And this is something they can't do on TV either. Bart can't get drunk.
Not on purpose.
Yes, he can't purposely drink. A bunch of beer can land into his vuvuzela, but he can't actually drink whiskey.
He recovers from his drunkenness quickly.
Yes.
Good son. Oh, man.
It's nice and sloppy here. This feels very off-model.
You guys never do a drunk run?
That's
No.
We should try.
I said it.
If I have to walk more than 5 blocks back from where I'm drinking, like, I will just eventually, like, I can do it.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
No, I've never...
Not drunk run, but just, like, really go at a rapid pace where I shouldn't be, and then I feel the next day.
Vulpes is right. They censored the kissing cops in many countries when this was initially released. Oof. This is unforgivable for Homer.
Bobby, can you pass me a beer?
Yeah.
I promise I'll like the Milhouse subplot.
You must agree with me on Milhouse. I'm sorry.
So this is Homer's chance to explain himself, and there is nothing.
Then you have to agree with me.
Okay.
All I wanted from you is it looks good.
It looks good.
Level.
I'm not saying it doesn't look good. There are things I like about the movie, Chris. I'm not as sour as I was on it a decade ago.
One star was pretty harsh.
I'd give it 1.5.
Is it up to 1.5?
It's up to 1.5.
All right. Which
officially,
is the
it might make it to 1.75. Oh, yes, I use all the points.
Homer finally has a plan B for something. And they also have a good excuse for Bart to be more negative to Homer than usual.
What was that?
Yeah, that's an odd one. Why would Homer...
This is out of nowhere. This seems like an odd theatrical plot.
I feel like this was a choice to not spend the entire movie in Springfield.
Yes.
They wanted to go somewhere else.
And they'd gone everywhere else by this point.
Yeah.
Where were they going to go?
I don't know. I mean, I know you have to make the movie bigger, but I feel like they should have spent more time in Springfield. They are out of it for the rest of the movie, right?
The shitty thing, every animated movie version of a show takes them away from their
That's
their
what
locale.
I don't like. It's like, I want to see
what Beavis and Butthead did, too.
Yeah, I mean, Beavis and Butthead, their extended universe is not that big compared to The Simpsons.
Fucking Care Bears, My Little Pony, Transformers, they all leave their locale.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to get out of Springfield to change things up. And also, it gives them a place to go to and come back from for dramatic purposes in the third act.
I swear to God, Stefan, if you give this film a 6 out of 10, you either haven't watched enough movies or enough Simpsons.
I might be up to 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10. Yes. 3 out of 10 stars.
What's...
Was it a 10-star scale? Your paper was nuts.
I don't know. Maybe it was a 4-star scale. I don't know. It was a college paper. No one reads it.
People do while waiting for the next class.
No, Keith, you're not wrong in liking this movie. I like it.
I think that a Simpsons movie could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean...
certainly. Mm.
If you like it, I understand why, but I'm not super
into
it.
I watch it. It's officially been enveloped into comfort food.
So that Russian sign said, learn English Texas style. That's what it said. Now, this was very out of left field, having these... Like, they've done Carney jokes a ton. There's a whole episode, Bart Carney.
Mm-hmm.
But
unfortunately, Jim Varney
Bart
was dead.
Carney.
And still is.
And so this was a great
joke.
Stop it, Bob. This is a great joke that they really fuck with the audience of, like, giving you three failures so you think, like, oh, it's over.
Keith Levis says he's going to make a YouTube video about me now because no one likes critics. Call me a coward.
Yeah, it's a weird point in the movie.
This is a good time dilation here.
Look at him go.
Hmm.
How would you stop?
This is going to pay off at the end of the movie, kids.
A fun set. That was a fun scene, and it set
it's
up.
It's so weird that you just set up how they use the bike at the end of the movie, which is equally impossible.
Homer could easily just drive that bike and just be good at it.
Yeah, that feels...
For 20 minutes up the side of a dome.
It's a great scene, but it does feel a little contrived to set up the end of the movie.
Will the love tester be gone? Let's see. I can't remember.
Dylan Freytag says, thanks for being on commentaries, Bob. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, Bob had it.
Thank you for being,
I'm so glad you got
it. I wanted to see this again after 10 years.
You know, after watching The Critic, that joke of him wearing Duff underwear felt like a very Critic joke to me.
Yeah.
Does it remind you of Dave's shirt? Work-related shirt?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm only saying that because it was asked so much at the beginning of the stream.
Yeah,
and
not
you
to
normally
worry.
Choreograph your shirts very, very custom to stream.
Yeah, not to
I
worry.
Wear a Simpsons shirt.
No Simpsons
shirt. I knew
you
guys would be wearing Simpsons shirts, so I just like, whatever this time.
This is funny, and it's a fun. Marge gets a funny scene.
I think this is a George Meyer joke with the wanted poster.
The cartoon redrawing, it does feel like a Myers one or a Merkin. It could be a Merkin, too.
I'm glad to be here, but I'm not actually watching the movie.
It's my favorite joke. Yes.
They're all arrested. They're all arrested.
Yeah, that's my favorite joke in the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
It's another golden age of laser time because Bob and Henry are here. Says, Oisin Redmond? Sorry, if I got your name wrong.
This is all you get till the credits.
This upset me. I'm like, I love Mr. Burns so much.
If he wasn't even in the movie at all, I'd actually noticed it less by being in one scene. And I do love, though, at last, a white man is in charge. That's funny.
Yeah, we don't see... I wish he was in his power plant instead of at home. We never see this office.
That view of Burns, the full front, you almost never see.
I love that view.
Smithers is pretty good in an understated way in the scene. And to release the hounds, gang.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Henry. I wish he was not in the movie instead of just in this one scene, because now I just want more Burns.
Yeah.
It's like, Cargill...
It makes you miss him more.
Albert Brooks is great, but Mr. Burns is the Simpsons universe supervillain.
Yeah. Mm.
He engages in cartoonish supervillainy, but in a way, the Who Shot Mr. Burns episodes are the first Simpsons movie, in a way.
I'm with you on that. It follows the pattern of every other animated show to movie. It's never the show villain. You have to introduce a bigger hierarchy who can also not come back for the show.
Yeah.
Daniel Garcia might have been funny if I wore a Family Guy shirt, but I don't own one of those. Okay, so they really do this in Alaska, but you have to live there a year before they give you $1,000.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, Alaska is the first state with anything approaching a universal basic income.
Mm-hmm.
That's your lefty tip of the week.
This is also before, Sarah Palin.
Yeah,
kind of.
It is. No, 2008.
It's a year before we were introduced to Palin.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the oil drilling was way in the news then.
Drill, baby, drill.
Ugh.
Oh,
hey,
back
to our classic starfish suit.
Apparently, I look like Triscuitable but brunette. I'm kind of a dirty blonde. Excuse me.
And then Homer doesn't realize he's being buried in an avalanche, which he would already have had that happen to him in Mountain of Madness.
Yeah.
And then Homer making Lisa applaud is pretty funny. Braska. And then it does nothing to Homer. He's fine.
And the kids are fine too, I assume.
Yep. No one's hurt. The house being buried in ice is fine.
Well, Homer's already survived being buried in a cabin buried in ice.
Mm-hmm. Gnome Sweet Gnome. We saw a Dome Sweet Dome before. Gnome is a city in Alaska. Come on.
This is the longest joke in the film, but I do love it.
Yeah. This is Merkin. He hates Disney.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Al Jean also hates Disney.
They have a vendetta, but Merkin, he's the guy behind all the Disney equals Hitler jokes you've seen in The Simpsons.
Now, when this moment came, I wondered how much they were going to sex up Marge.
I like that they're Disney, but also a little Simpsons-y, too.
They're a little Simpsons-y,
with the muscles.
But it's clearly woohoo.
So are we to believe that the avalanche stopped right at their door and go any further?
Oh, boy.
And it just explodes off Homer. That's great.
We need more birds.
They're like 80%.
Because the shirt's fatter?
They're like 80% Simpsons, 20%.
It's something you wouldn't see in the show.
Yeah.
I like that they're disgustingly cute.
Yeah.
They're kind of grotesquely cute.
It makes this take great.
And then they just watch them have sex.
The judgmental eagle.
Nah.
Those are David Silverman drawings.
Covering Bambi's eyes is a very David Silverman thing, yeah.
Matt J.S., is this pre-Margin Playboy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Triscuitable says the Alaska part of the movie drags. I agree. Mm-hmm. So I like that they cut back to Springfield, though.
Here's all the women from the PETA truck as well. Fleet of PETA. There.
Dana Gould's ex-wife, Lindsay Nagel.
Yes, good old Lindsay Nagel. Hey, wait, I think one of those guys is the gladiator.
Wait, the church is supposed to be next to the Moe's Bar. What happened to it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's on the border of the dome.
There's Dredrick Tatum. Though I guess you could read him as... Bleh.
You see him low-blowing the dome? Mm.
It felt like an Iraq war jump there.
Yeah. Cargill.
Cargill also
scams,
had
yep. He's definitely a Rumsfeld type.
Rumsfeld.
Hey, it's the Hot Stuff Coming Through guys.
Rumsfeld Cheney.
Stampy! Stampy! Yeah. Though it could be any elephant, but yeah, Stampy. So he's going to be okay with Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Diaper genie.
People think that starred Sinbad.
No, it was Dolph Lundgren.
Even better joke. Even better. If that was just Ramir Wolfcastle, it would work the same. Arnold Schwarzenegger never existed in the Simpson universe before, and I don't like that change.
Maybe it's like Dredrick Tatum's boss,
mm-hmm.
and that Don King exists in their world as well.
Yeah.
Lucius Sweet, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Lucius Sweet.
He looks just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's just as rich and famous as Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he looks just like him, too.
I love that joke.
It's so great.
Oh, Mindy Simmons, is in the church.
Oh. Yes.
Apparently, she didn't hit bottom, as we see in the Bad Clip Show, as we hear in the Bad Clip
that's
Show.
That's not canonical.
Yeah.
I love this.
They just fucked in that bed.
Yeah.
This, Grand you King. Wondered who would be the big star.
They promised they got the biggest star in the world.
That's a former Simpsons writer. I forget which
one. And I think they waited 7 years to ask him to be a voice.
So at this point, how many of those conspiracy movies did he make? I know there are like 12 of them.
What movie?
The Da Vinci Code.
Only two.
But then there was like there was the spinoff of that, I think. I don't know.
They made two and then like waited 10 years and made another one.
But somehow in almost 20, in 18 seasons, they never had Tom Hanks on.
I really think they waited to put him in a movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because every time I turn on my TV, Tom Hanks is guest starring in something. I'm sure he would have done it.
I didn't know a bigger star they could have gotten that they never had before. Maybe Clint Eastwood, but they
Tom
always
Cruise.
Talked about how, the Clint Eastwood, Tom Cruise refused to do the show in season 4, and Clint Eastwood has also turned down the show. Okay, Homer
said, screw Springfield.
This is too far for Homer.
Yeah.
Like, he purposefully ignores Marge and doesn't trust her. Like, there is no coming back from this, I felt. I knew they weren't actually going to be separated, but this was too far.
Just Skidmore says, Tom Hanks is the best celeb cameo since Adam West.
Yeah. I don't think they have had Bill Murray on The Simpsons.
Yeah, he'd probably be the biggest.
None of the living Ghostbusters have been on The Simpsons.
Oh, Dadley Doodley. Oh, Howdy Doodly, sorry. And he keeps shoving the thing in his face. Then she says, Bart, stop it, not to Homer. His rejection of this speech is too cruel.
Huh.
Yes, Volpez, that really was Tom Hanks. It's not his brother who does Woody most of the time.
He does a good job at Woody, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a very current... Well, it's a mix... There is no arcade version of Grand Theft Auto, but...
But you have to excuse the Simpsons writers because they've never played a video game.
But this does look like a current game in 2007.
And that's a Happy Feet reference, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Happy Feet.
Directed by George Miller of Mad Max Fury Road fame, right?
That's right. Though I feel like animators at the time were mad at that, or they didn't like that movie or something. I don't know. Homer just sliding in.
They go to a place called Eskimos, then you don't see an Eskimo version of Mo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Could be on the cutting room floor.
Dylan Friedrich says, arcades in 2007, I wish.
Ah, true. Well, it was in a bar, so you usually get one beat-up arcade machine
well,
in a bar.
VCR, that must have been for the audience.
Here's where they destroyed Julie Kavner and made her do this over and over again.
Her voice in this gives me goosebumps.
That was the same. That was following up Flanders' joke, filming with, with what, Ned? With water.
So,
the Beach House episode.
David Silverman and James L. Brooks wanted her to do this perfect. Julie Kavner to do this speech perfect. Over 100 takes they made her do, and the last one is the one they use.
Yeah.
And that's it here.
Sort of like Stanley Kubrick and Shelley Duvall in The Shining, except with less abuse.
Well, they really put a lot on this speech. All right, like,
let's let people listen to what she's saying. She's never reached that volume or tone in the entire show.
Mm.
No.
This did get me in the theater.
It gets me all the... her voice sounds so pained.
See, none
this
of them
never, were, happened. Never happened. There was never a reception.
However, her hair height was this way.
It's
in,
an amalgam of all
true.
Those things.
And they're playing...
I mean...
They're playing the Carpenter's original there.
If you expect continuity in The Simpsons, you're it's a fool's game.
And this is... It leads to my most love-hated joke in the whole movie.
Close to You is their song.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. The Carpenters.
Yeah, that's
I
like.
Wanted to do... I wanted them to do a whole sequence to this song. And it looked like they were.
And they paid for it, so.
But instead they do this.
This really got me. I love this joke in the theater. It was very funny.
I love hate it.
I forgot about that joke. Now.
The whole audience went, what? Like, in my theater. It was so great.
I really do love all this.
And Tress MacNeille gets one major character in here.
Yeah.
Feels like this would have gone to a celebrity guest star.
Yeah, you know what? It's surprising.
Where was Rhea Perlman?
Should have gone to... Has Roseanne Barr not been on the show yet?
You know what? I don't think she has.
It could have been a great big...
John Goodman hasn't either. I mean, he was on Futurama
once. John Goodman
once.
Was.
Oh, really?
He was leader of the Hell Satan.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. And Henry Winkler was in that one, too. You're right.
Yep.
Resume.
Another Disney slam. That's why I don't like this movie. That train is way too beautiful.
Actually, Chris, trains outside of the Bay Area are not covered in shit and piss and garbage. None. I've noticed.
And here's a funny joke about the government watching you all the time, which is still true.
Mm-hmm. I do love the joke.
Johnny
though.
Cab.
This, Dan Castellaneta's delivery is very good. This is pre-Chelsea Manning revealing all this shit. And pre-Edward Snowden.
I assume they made up the NSA. I like this joke. It's cute.
This guy's reaction is great.
This is pre-Obama.
Sorry,
Osama
bin Laden. Bin Laden.
It's not. It's to me. It's why all those people. I don't like what the NSA does, but you can't monitor everyone's phone call nor listen to everything ever. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful joke that goes counter to every conspiracy theorist ever.
Yes.
Matthew J says the trains in Philadelphia are disgusting. Well, I've been to towns where they're not, and I'm always surprised, like, where's the pee?
The Caltrain isn't disgusting.
No, the Caltrain is pristine. In
Bart,
Seattle, the trains
so
are nice. Yeah, BART is a disgusting
I like how long
dish.
This goes. This is fun.
Yeah, I don't know why I like this scene. So
Homer's voguing, and then you're the Bat-Tussi. But this is also what has to happen in all these movies of, like, you have to have an epiphany so you can then get better. It's a very movie arc.
Yeah, it's like this shaman lady knows how movies work. It's like, we need to get you through act three.
You're at the lowest point, so now I got to build you back up. It's my job to do it.
Nick B says, find your soulmate, Homer.
Yep.
Johnny Cash was, I believe, dead at this time. And if not dead, almost.
I think it sort of sucks that they did that episode and the... Tron episode for the Halloween. They couldn't do like a full 3D thing because they've done it before.
And this is the Hans Zimmer Spider Pig here.
I believe this scene was not originally scored with the Spider Pig song. People just like Spider Pig so much that they had this song created for it.
It's probably great. Sold a lot more albums of the soundtrack.
That's true. Hans Zimmer did the entire score or just that song?
I know he did that
song. So weird. Okay. Danny Elfman, I thought, was cheaper than Hans Zimmer to score your film.
Because America will never embrace soccer.
Hans Zimmer.
This is a dirty joke.
Yeah.
Never. They'd never do that on the show. Ooh, right in the balls.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer wrote the theme for The Critic, but the score is by Alf Clausen.
Mm. Yes, this is very Halloween's Treehouse of Horror 4, yeah. As well as Trip to Hell.
It's also very the Insanity Pepper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love this.
That was an episode directed by David Silverman.
Other, our president will have this realization soon.
I love the way the hand moves on the thing.
Everybody applauds.
Homer has to figure out what basic empathy is. Yes. Just like, what is a different person's perspective?
You'd be surprised what a precious commodity it's become.
Yeah, I mean,
it's sad.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Chris.
okay, thank you, Matthew Jake. Johnny Cash was dead for 3 years before this.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of this was a joke on multiple episodes, too. This is the theme song and clapping playing is when Homer falls over after winning the first annual Montgomery Burns
All
Award
right.
for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence.
What's a lazy caricature of Vulpes?
10 pounds.
Yes, Vulpes. What is
Boob
a lazy
lady.
Caricature? Oh, the Boob Lady's worst part. Lazy caricature.
I love that he calls her Boob Lady, but yes, it is.
If
it's,
you
it's
are an
mysticism.
Inuit, you might be offended.
Good
if
old
you're
Seattle.
In the Simpsons movie, you might be an Inuit. Huh.
So, when a year before the movie came out, they had on DVDs previews of the movie, and they had just this in yeah. animatic to sell you on it.
Wes Green says, ah, yes, Homer and his fandom Wikia style of animal encouragement. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Wink.
No, I was never told to rest. Everything he whips leaves him, I do, though. Homer being mauled by dogs will always be funny, too.
Yeah, good animation.
Beautiful shot.
How close is Alaska yeah. to Springfield?
Not, if it's in the United yeah. States, not at all.
You'd have to go through all of Canada.
Yeah, get to Victoria first.
So we established that the border of Springfield is on five states
Ohio,
that aren't.
Nevada, Maine, and Kentucky.
Everything he whips leaves him just like Devo, said Stacy Prove.
Urge to kill rising.
It is very the shinning ending. Hey, it's steamed hams right there. Aurora Borealis localized right there.
In Alaska.
God, it's gross.
The shadow over boobs. I forgot that bit. So there we are, back under the dome with Dean Norris. Homer is a Dean Norris type. Also in the previews, the joke of Homer hitting on the... on the wrecking ball was also on the was in many of the early
it was
previews.
Yeah, Connor Wade is right. Groening said that Springfield is his home state. It's actually Portland. A lot of Springfield is a lot of Portland. If you've been there, you'll see a lot of streets. There's Kearney Street, there's Terwilliger Street, there's Lovejoy Street. I love seeing those whenever I go to Portland. And also, Matt Groening went to Evergreen College.
Wow,
that's why they live on Evergreen Terrace. So there you go.
Amazing.
Evergreen College, home of liberal professors.
I forgot why we had the theory they were in Tampa, but it was probably a Florida thing.
I mean, everybody would think they're there.
I know what Duff Gardens is one of them, but...
Well, they drove to Duff Gardens. Hope it's okay.
That's funny. She hopes the moth is okay.
I don't like this joke.
No, I don't. I don't love it either.
Zesty fork, and then a rock in a hard place.
Boo.
But then the end of it I like.
Goes a little long there. Duh! That's funny.
And this is.
Volpe says Kearney was the name of a retirement home Groening worked as a kid. It's also the name of a street. I've been there.
So also Homer on the show would be hit by a wrecking ball as well. Remember when he's trying to stop them from wrecking his Sideshow Bob from wrecking his house.
I think
he holds on to it.
You can read an angry No Homers Club post where I was like, they stole that joke from season 6.
Sideshow Bob Roberts, one of the best ever.
Oh, I can't wait till we get to it. We'll be too political. He came in like a wrecking ball.
Indeed he did.
It's too early for that joke. They should have had more brother-sister stuff like that in the episode.
That means there's easy access inside the dome.
See, I want to go back to this, Chris, that I feel like if for whatever reason Milhouse and Lisa connected before the dome came down and before she had to leave, it would have been more meaningful if they had a scene at the end where they reunite instead of her reuniting with a character I don't frankly care for.
So, in one of the deleted scenes, Mo explains that they, not just this, but he explains that they had been in Autopia, which was a reference to the Disneyland area Autopia. But they cut it because they're like, no one's going to has heard of that.
And this is just a shameless plug for VLC player.
At least Mo got something to do in this episode.
Actually, Jeff Martin, Simpsons writer, worked at Autopia, and he did caricatures there.
That's right.
And his caricatures can be seen in Lisa the Beauty Queen.
This should be a Fallout expansion, says Nick B.
And Al Jean is a Detroit guy. Uh-huh. No.
That's a very George Bush era line too of saying like an exciting name for something that's actually a
Operation
lie.
Operation Patriotic Freedom. Yep. All your children will be dying for the next 8 years.
Are there 15 minutes left in the film?
Colin literally never appeared, but did you really want to see Milhouse and Lisa in a relationship for the rest of the
show? Not a relationship, but a meaningful moment.
No.
Autopia and caricatures, Matthew J. Jeff Martin, Simpsons writer, worked at Autopia, and he did caricatures. And you can see his caricatures in the episode Lisa the Beauty Queen. He gave those designs to the animators. Listen to our Talking Simpsons episode to learn more.
That's my favorite joke.
Yes, this is good. Marriott Sweets.
Yeah, at least he wrote it. Homer has no respect for a man in uniform.
Homer is now Homer is now in a hitman game, says Dylan. Right tag. He is bald like Agent 47.
It's true. Brad Bird would rip this off for Mission Impossible 4. Ooh. They couldn't do that joke on the show either, touching his balls.
Al Bundy could do it, but Homer couldn't.
Well, he had it above the waist, not under the waist.
He put his hand in his pants.
Yes, it's true.
Well, that's a five-star wanted
level. The man touched his penis.
Yeah, I agree with Matthew J. I did forget how fluid the animation was. And you can see it in HD little details of Homer just there.
The one line I say all the time from the movie.
KBBL, I missed that before.
Yeah, Homer does have good upper body strength.
Way more
even
than
with the super glue. Oh, yeah.
People our age trained for years to climb a rock wall. Homer got up a steady wide dome.
So apparently they did two versions of this. It was first person and third person of Homer. There's Lindsay Nagel going down the rope. All right, so
they're all dead.
Good joke.
Good fake out. That's good too. Why is he not dead? Goodbye. Yeah, Volpe says it still lacks the charm of the pre-digital seasons, but movie looks better than the current seasons. I agree. I mean,
budget-wise, they were never going to make a non-digital film.
Oh, no, but I couldn't appreciate at the time because the show looks so foreign to me.
Yeah.
Given how much I love the early seasons.
In general, I do miss the physicality of cell animation. It will never come back, unfortunately.
Boy, Andre's judging is ruined.
But this is the closest you'll get. A moving camera on The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Never fucking happens.
I mean, yeah, the show looks cheaper than ever now. It is... taking a big hit to its budget.
Life will spend.
Yay.
That's the opposite of what he said when he was hit
shot.
By the bomb in the Omega
That's
Man.
True.
I've wasted my life.
Oh, I've wasted my life.
This is one of my first laptop backgrounds in the pirated version of the film. Little Bart walking in.
Nick B says, why don't they just use the escalator to nowhere to get out?
Look at that shit.
That's a good question. I think it might have burned down.
Yeah, I think it's been destroyed by this point. Well, actually, maybe they didn't move it when they moved the rest of the town after it got filled with garbage. Do you think about that?
Oh, God, we have to factor that in.
You can see, Triscuitable says, you can see Ashley Grant from Homer Badman shouting Homer down after he kicks the bomb. Cool. She's the grad student who thought she was being sexually harassed.
This is a really good joke. Actually, Rick and Morty kind of ripped this off of the butter robot.
Ass butter.
Yeah.
Barney's Bolarama ruined too, man. I love all these specific places. It's great.
Oh. We've established very few things in this movie.
We did miss a sweet, sweet cans opportunity there, Dylan.
The ivory dealer.
I mean, not to think too hard about this, but what explains the supernatural element of this film that Grandpa has a premonition, sees visions, and it all comes true?
Like, yeah, none of it matters unless God is real.
Yeah.
But it'd be perfectly acceptable in any season of The Simpsons.
I kind of feel like building a plot around a prophecy is a bit lazy.
Last end, 001 says, quick, before it's over, what's your line of the movie? That's the joke.
Boy.
I like Marriott Suites, and to break the tension, maybe we should kiss.
That's the one I remember the most.
I like...
this is a really good one, too.
Oh, what? The Devil's Curly Red Hair?
Yes. That like every Rod and Todd exchange here. Losers. Let you hold the bomb.
I do.
This is all canonically important in The Simpsons. It's good. So
that's
all
good.
That exchange is up there.
That's very funny. That might be my line of the movie, just because it just happened.
Watch this again. I'm surprised we don't see as much as Russ Cargill that I remember.
That's true.
He's gone. He's gone. He does not come back.
This is cute. He finally did something.
This is the Adam Sandler ending.
Martin never... we've been rewatching all these seasons where Martin is like tortured every episode.
Yeah.
It's good to see that.
Aw. This
another
is
one
a
of
very
favorite
sweet
lines.
Moment, yeah.
Is that his Colonel Homer hat? Yeah.
And again, it only matters if you're in America where we can't say goddamn.
When did he get the hat, though?
He took it from the ivory dealer.
Oh, okay. Mr. Blackheart? Yes, my pretty.
A nice use of Homer's hair there. Ding. Pulls out the full M. Homer's hair grew back right after that shot. Hey, they couldn't do that on TV.
Whoa, that's a one-hitter.
I still love the explosion, though.
Yeah. Is this where they do a Charlie Callis? Yeah.
I thought it was Charles Nelson Reilly that was the...
Oh, maybe it's more him, yeah.
Another Charlie that made weird noises. That's a good shot. I really want to see the writers on this one now.
Yes, yeah. Whoa. All right. I really wish Nick Riviera stayed dead. They just should have stuck with it. If they were going to do it...
I mean, I'm guessing they picked him because there's not much more you can do with him.
No, they probably hadn't used him in forever.
This feels like a QuickTime event. X, Y.
This is a great callback.
Yeah.
It's the ambulance.
And Homer makes
Nancy
it
Nancy Cartwright's
time.
Screams do not sound like Bart.
No.
There's the ambulance
and boom,
that drops
the ambulance
over.
Right there. And his stupid slingshot finally does something. That would have ripped Bart's arm
they
off.
They saved the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I do like the crashed ambulance.
Yes.
It's cool.
They needed more things like that. Woohoo!
Smoky Blonde Bluntry.
And they say woohoo so the rest of the audience can say it too. Them putting it on their tongue, the Ralph.
No, by Dr. Nick.
It should have it should have mattered that he died.
No, my bad. He is here.
All right, yeah.
Originally,
thing.
They weren't going to do this, but they needed a payoff.
And we get another. Mr. Burns.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
This is a very who shot Mr. Burns moment, for sure. Of Maggie saving the day.
Mark Kaiser said, so they moved Springfield Gorge when they moved the city? We don't acknowledge that at all. That was just a joke.
They got a Moses phone joke in there.
Yeah, I didn't love that one. I'm a wiener. They could have been.
I feel like they've already done that one, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good fall over there. And they just let Maggie walk away. That's my favorite joke bit about this.
I love this sucks. Salute.
Great little accident. It's true. We've seen.
And they're just like, Maggie walks away.
We know she's an accident from in Maggie Makes Three. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad of Milhouse to say that.
Oh, gross.
Yuck.
And they would remain fast friends for the rest of the series.
Yeah. But it's also not a guest voice either. Like, it'd be so easy for Colin to be on the show.
That's that Tress McNeil, right?
Yeah. Maggie and that's what's great for, a lot of people
for the first time ever in the credits, they put a picture to everyone's name.
Yep, for a lot of viewers, it was probably the first time they realized.
I mean, I learned it from the episode guide a couple years ago because I don't know if I'd be able to tell.
There was one episode like in season two where they would have like Dan Castellaneta as these people,
really?
Hank Azaria as these people, because people wanted to know, but it was only once.
There's Santos El Helper. I love that joke.
I didn't see the subtitles; they're blocked.
Jesse sees things a dog should never see. It'll haunt him the rest of his life.
We never see Snowball.
Yeah, no Snowball.
This also feels like the end of Duffless, too.
Yeah.
With a shot from the third man.
Oh.
Meaning to say, we'll never cancel the show.
Yes.
Or to another movie. And the frame rate dips. And we have...
Oh, Willie.
Yeah, Red, I wish there had been a sideshow. So
this make way for Willie!
This would establish that the house you see in seasons from then on is the second house built here.
Yeah.
Which just is exactly the same. I like this third variation.
They ruined this in the trailer.
Yeah, they shouldn't have put this one in the trailer, because this is the last fucking regular joke of the movie.
Yeah. It's well animated. I can see why they wanted to use it.
And there we go.
Let's see.
No more jokes.
I want to see some writer names.
I love Tom Hanks here.
Matt Grady goes second on there.
Really?
I'll bump this up to 2 stars.
2 stars?
Maybe 2.5. I'm less angry about it now. It's not what I wanted the movie to be, but it's not as bad as I once thought.
Neither Patty or Selma are voices in this movie. They had deleted scenes. Todd and Nelson, just so you remember, Todd is Nancy, not Rod.
And
only
the one
Lisa.
Voice.
Boom.
But what a voice.
Hank Azaria.
I'm surprised he did this little.
He did more.
Yeah, he did.
That's funny, but I would have liked to see the scene where they rob his house.
Do you think
funny.
That scene was in the middle of the movie? And there's, I think so.
After the hounds.
There's boom, Tress McNeil. Not even there for...
I think Equan was in the movie.
There he is. She was at the book club.
Oh.
I think this
Carl Wiedergott, Marshall Wallace, not also voiced in it either, the late Marshall Wallace.
Carl Wiedergott, right. He's like a random voice.
Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah, he's a writer.
He's the creator of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never wrote for The Simpsons, but he's Mike Scully's friend.
Yeah. There he is, Joe Mantegna. Yeah.
Yay.
And Tom Hanks is
Noah Pooh says easy peasy.
Did they not credit Pooh? Look how many writers there are.
All right,
holy
so we got
shit.
Brooks, Groening, Gene, Ian Maxtone, Graham goes fucking fourth.
George Meyer,
Merkin, Reese, Sully, Matt Selman still working on the show. Jones,
yeah,
came
that
back,
movie money will bring you back.
We're missing a lot of names,
but well, that it's the difference. Consultants are the rest of the writers who didn't get the screenplay credit with WGA.
Yeah,
Joel Cohen, John Frank, Tim Long.
I mean, I thought there was
Michael
a limit
Burns
on how many people you were allowed to credit. Yeah, according to WGA rules, but that was more than what I thought.
We're missing Daniel Stern, Jeff Martin, John Vitti was credited for this, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's
Mike
quite a...
Scully should count, too, but
yeah.
He's in the executive producers here.
It's
Richard Sakai, he's actually on the commentary. The only time you'll hear Richard Sakai in a commentary.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, there's less classic writers than I remember there being.
But everybody did uncredited time.
Yeah, it's true, except for Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein.
Easy Peasy points out probably one of the biggest omissions from the movie, no Kirk Van Houten.
That's true.
Like, who was the biggest character that should have been in the movie that wasn't?
Sideshow Bob.
Gil.
Okay, Richmore, Laura McMullen, and Michael B. Anderson. They were the supporting, and
Stephen
D.
Moore.
Ooh. These are the supporting directors.
Greg Vanzo.
They were all the supporting directors to Silverman. This is a very critic-y moment, too.
I don't like the Maggie joke.
Okay, so look, at least continuity wise it works. They never heard her say a word before. So
I just don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Sure.
Get away, zit face.
Yeah.
Get away, zit face.
I have nowhere else to go.
Nah.
I'm stuck to the chair.
I heard that sequel joke, I was sure we'd have a sequel by now.
So since then, they've all talked about how they'll never do a sequel, but... there are people like Groening and Gene who still work on the show. Like, I'll never do double duty.
It was years of work to make this.
Yeah, work after work.
What it shouldn't be. You can just hire other people to fucking write the goddamn movie. And
if you remember,
half the people that wrote the movie don't work on the show anymore.
If you remember from a few years back, the Kang and Kodos episode was held for 2 years because they thought it would be the movie.
I'm glad it wasn't.
But so what they hinted at is that they'll make another movie when the show ends its run.
And that won't
happen. I'm predicting right now, yes, the show will not end its run at 30 like we're all predicting.
Trish Goodable says, Kirk isn't comfortable with Milhouse seeing two Simpsons movies in one day.
I'm not comfortable with that. Two spaghetti dinners. Animation produced by Film Roman, a Stars Company, which is a credit I have not seen.
I have nowhere else to go.
And Rough Draft helped with it as well, who were the main animators on Futurama.
It's true, yeah.
You can
see
a lot of Futurama work.
Thank you, Last Stand.
A lot of digital animation happening there. The search for more money, says Stacey Perot.
Lopez really hates Gene.
Al Jean. Bob actually made fun of Al Jean in a Something Awful article that Al Jean saw and hurt his feelings.
The article was The Simpsons to cross over with the older, better Simpsons, because it was at the time when they were crossing over with everything. Family Guy, Futurama, and someone pointed out to Al Jean, he was just like, oh, I'm sad now.
Where did you find that out?
On Twitter.
Al Jean tweeted, because you mentioned Al Jean by name in the article.
Yeah.
It was an Onion-style article, so you faked an Al Jean quote.
Yeah.
And
it's not libel.
No. Hey, I love Al Jean. He can come on this podcast anytime.
Trish Gittable says, The Simpsons Movie 3, The Search for the Simpsons Movie 2, The Search for Money.
Oh, all right. Can we? I'm good.
Yeah.
I am not feeling well.
We'll close it out.
My voice held off.
We love you guys. Thank you so much
for
watching.
Thank you. Listen to Talking Simpsons.
Listen to Talking Simpsons. And Apes is up next. I hope someone will join us for that.
Apes a poppin'.
I love it. Later, guys.